All right, thank you. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Pac-12 football teleconference call. This is the last call of the regular season with all 12 coaches. We will have a call next Monday with the two coaches of the competing teams in the Pac-12 football championship game. That call will be at 11:15 a.m. Pacific time, 12:15 Mountain. The North coach will go first at 11:15, followed by the South coach at 11:30. It'll be the same phone number that you are dialing in for these weekly Tuesday calls. It's just that we moved it to Monday. We'll go ahead and get started. Up first will be Colorado coach John Embry. Coach is online, and we'll go ahead and take questions.
Your first question comes from Brian Hamilton, Chicago Tribune.
Hey, John. Hope you can indulge me by going back to the USC game. Just wanted to ask about Marquise Lee and what he does that makes things so difficult on defenses, and maybe what USC does to put him in position to make things difficult.
I think when you talk about Marquise, that, you know, obviously he can really run, but he has a physical side to him that a lot of receivers don't have. From that, I mean, he plays physical. He'll set you up to run you over as opposed to just trying to always run away from people. And same with whether he's using his strength to create space to get open. I think that that's one of the things that separates him from other people is his physical strength.
You know, Brian Kelly, they're playing Notre Dame. Brian Kelly talked today about how USC puts him in one-on-one matchups. I mean, is it hard to get two people to him, to assign people to him, because they are always trying to get him in those one-on-one matchups?
Yeah, it is. You know, whether they use motion to create the matchup for him, or whether they're lining him up in different spots just so you can't count on him being somewhere through formations. They do a good job of doing that to try to keep him from being doubled.
Thanks.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1.
We have any further questions for Coach? Another sweep?
You do have a question from Kurt Crackthorpe, Salt Lake Tribune.
John, as you look at your program in Utah, do you see some similarities in trying to get established in the league, or have you kind of come from different directions and so it doesn't apply that much?
Yeah, just coming from different directions. You know, we're playing, I think, 29 either true freshmen, redshirt freshmen, or sophomores. You know, so we're super young, and we're trying to, you know, build our program, you know, through the high school players and youth. And, you know, obviously Kyle's been there for a while, and so he has his, you know, a good foundation as far as his program and what they're trying to do.
And then also the three new coaches in the South Division have all made an impact on their programs this year. Does that make it that much harder for you and Utah to crack into that tier of teams?
No, I mean, I just think it's, you know, it's those teams that all did that have all, you know, probably, you know, you can sit there and say they've all had consistent quarterback play, you know. Huh. And obviously Utah's gone through some different things, and they're trying to break in a true freshman now. And I don't know if they were counting on having to play him like they did this year, obviously, when Jordan got hurt. And then, you know, obviously us, we've played three or four guys at quarterback trying to get some consistency there. So I think that's probably where it all starts, is when you can have some consistency there, that helps your team, because generally that's your leader. And it allows guys, you know, when that position is playing very well, gives them a lot of confidence and a lot of other things that go into winning.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Your next question comes from Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
John, does the game a year ago put any particular spin on this week? I mean, can you guys take some heart in that, or do you look at it like they're going to be remembering that as well?
I think a combination of both. You know, it's you know, obviously with you know, I think they can still, from what I understand, possibly still get in the bowl. But you know, obviously both of us started this season with different goals and different mindsets of what we thought our seasons would be, and so you know, it hasn't gone the way either one of us has wanted. But I think you know, when you're talking about playing your last game, everybody, whether it's Colorado, Utah, or if it's going to be in the BCS championship, everyone wants to win that last game. So I think those are kind of more the emotions driving things than what happened last year.
At this point in the season, when you've absorbed so many blows, how hard is it to get a team to play hard?
Well, I think our kids have played hard all year, and so that's something we'll keep hammering on about making sure we come out and play hard, and that's what the staff, you know. So it's important that we keep impressing that on our kids, and we're playing so many young kids that they're excited every time they get to go out there and play. You know, it's something new. It's the first time they ever play Utah, so things don't get old for them. So it's actually one of the advantages of having a young team.
Thanks.
And there are no further questions at this time.
All right, that'll do it. John, thanks for your time today, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
All right, you too.
All right, take care.
Bye.